life, and you're creating more of the same. It's not changing. And I said, you got to quit doing that. You got to realize that the results you're getting has been controlled by the way you think. And I said, what you want to do is keep your mind on a higher image rather than a lower concern. You take this magnificent power and you build the picture in here that you want. And you let yourself get emotionally involved in that picture. And I said, Paul, it'll happen so fast, it'll make your head spin. What did he tell you? In 9 months, he went to the top of the company. 9 months. He had been trying for 22 years to do something. What did Al tell you? 18,000 to 500. I was saying to someone downstairs, you know, I used to read these stories in the books when I first started, and I thought, oh, this can't be true. Go follow these people. Talk to them. That's why we brought Paul Hutze in here. That's why we've had the various people stand up that we know that changes have taken place and have come back to these seminars. And they keep coming back, and they keep coming back. That's why you should keep watching what you're looking at. On page 63, these are just action lessons. I want you to take the chapter on Don't Think in Reverse, and I would suggest that you read it over a few times and ask yourself, what did I learn from this chapter? What did I learn from it? I would suggest you take your own voice and you narrate that chapter and the one John just went through on the razor's edge. Put them on tape. You've got a tape in your folder for your own affirmations, your own commitments, and your own goals. Take that tape and record it. Some people come to me and say, there's nothing on this tape. You know what they're saying? I'm not thinking, I'm not reading, I'm not listening, I'm not looking, and I'm not doing what the program tells me to do. Take that tape and record your commitments. Record your goals, record your affirmations, your positive statements to yourself, and in your own voice. Dave Miff said, was telling me one day, he says, what an excellent idea. He said, your own voice, one that you trust. But Dave was really saying, I trust my own voice. Some people don't, you know, Dave. Read that lesson over and ask yourself what you learned from it. Now, the last lesson is a classic. I talked to a person here, right here in this spot, within the last couple of hours. And I told that person to focus in on this lesson. Focus in on this lesson. Now I want you to think. You want, and I want, greater good here. Positive things to happen. But understand this. I cannot set anything where this lectern stands until I get rid of the lectern. I cannot put anything where that camera is standing until I get rid of the camera. And nor can you put anything where that television set's sitting until you get rid of this television set. You must create a space for the good that you desire. I would hate to guess at the number of people that would love to meet and greet and love and have a meaningful relationship with someone, and they're never going to do it until they let go of that old relationship. Person may be gone, but the idea is still there. You've got to create a space for the good that you desire. You just must do it. And if you don't, you're never going to have that relationship. You want something in your home? We have people that come in and look after our place two or three times a week. You got a big kitchen. There's a sofa in there, chair. We haven't liked that sofa or chair for a long time. Linda says, let's create a vacuum. They were gone. Lots of room in our kitchen now, I'll tell you. Nature abhors that vacuum. Only be a period of time until there's new furniture in the kitchen. You got to create a space for it. Create a space. When it comes to furniture and stuff like that, people have garage sales. I just say a silent prayer for them as I'm driving by their house. Having a garage sale is a dumb thing to do. Give it away. Give it away. Most people don't know how to give. Remember, I said it should be spontaneous. Here's a beautiful poem by Beer. He said, to get he had tried, yet his store was still meager. To a wise man he cried in a voice keen and eager, pray tell me, how may I successfully live? And the wise man replied, to get, you got to give. To get, you got to give. As to giving, he said, what have I to give? I've scarce enough bread, and of course, one must live. But I would partake of life's bountiful store, came the wise man's response, then you must give more. The lesson he learned to get was forgotten. Think of the number of people out trying to get. Toward mankind he turned with a love new begotten. As he gave of himself in useful living,